Blog Talk Radio.
And there was a place to feed it right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Any up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
This is Anna Fox, and you're listening to Hot Sugar Tea.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to all new episodes of Hot Sugar Tea. This is your boy, Ralph. Thank you to all people that are listening live. Thank you to all that will be listening later on the replay. We always think we have a whole lot of things to do. We're always grateful and thankful that you decided to spend a little time with us today. We will not be on the show very long today. It's going to be a very brief show, but we have some major things to discuss pertaining to not even just the adult movie business, just the entertainment business completely. This just came across my desk in the last 10 minutes, and I'm just in shock to even when they bring it on. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just seeing that, too, about Chad, Mr. Bussman. I'm very confused at what's happening right now because I've been on and off my Twitter all day. Seems like every time I go off, I'm missing, like, it's just so much stuff happening today. I'm shocked about that. But I don't know. Right. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ralph, but during the quarantine, do you guys remember a few people were saying some stuff about him, and they were asking, was he okay? Because he did not make a lot of stuff public of what was going on. And I remember during the quarantine, like maybe April, some people had saw a picture of him during the quarantine, because I think he posted something on Instagram or something, and people were just like saying stuff because he looked different. But I think sometimes we need to chill, because you never know what somebody is going through. And just because somebody don't tell you exactly what their personal business is, it doesn't give you the right to assume. And that's what I do hate about social media, because something this serious was going on with him. He had colon cancer. And if that's your business that you don't have to share with the whole world, or people already knew, or, and some people didn't know, whatever. But I think that you never know what somebody's going through. So we should be very concerned with, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I remember people saying stuff a few months ago, because he had posted a picture and he did look a little
thin,
like something was going on. Right. He looked a little thinner, and you don't know what people are going through. You're not there with him. So stop saying stuff. And if he did look thinner, so like I remember not even saying nothing about it, because I felt like it's private, whatever it is, if he's not saying nothing. And that's what it is. You leave it alone, you pray for the person, and that's it. But I'm very shocked right now. You know, I'm looking for, I would love to see another, you know, Black Panther with him in it. So I'm very shocked right now, and I don't know, like, because he was a very good actor. And I'm confused about what's going on. I'm confused right now. Like, this is just crazy, all dude. Right. He was only 43 years old, very young. Yeah. Wow.
I am literally sitting here with my mouth hanging out. In
mm-hmm.
this week. I actually had the pleasure of meeting him almost 3 years ago. He was at
mm-hmm.
the Urban World Film Festival doing the promotion for this movie that he did called Marshall, about Justice Thurgood Marshall. I believe at that point in time, Black Panther had not come out, but he said that he
mm-hmm.
really couldn't talk about it. But
right.
even back then, he did look kind of thin, and I'm sitting here thinking, okay, he's thin because, I mean, he's got to fit into the suit. If you saw Civil War, you saw
mm-hmm.
what he had on.
Yeah.
Never did I picture anything about cancer, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to hear this just like literally 15 minutes ago, it's really
yes.
hit me like
yeah,
a bag
in the
of
stomach.
Nickels in my face.
Yeah.
I mean, the freaky part about it is, like, right now I'm not at home. I'm actually at a friend of myself. But when I was getting ready
mm-hmm.
to leave the house, right?
Yeah.
I had, I think Cinemax was on, and they were running Get On Up, which is the story of James Brown, which stars Chadwick Boseman, right?
Yeah.
For the very little bit of films that he has made, he has not made a whole lot, but every single thing
mm-hmm.
he's in, he stands out.
It's been
I mean,
good.
I thought,
yeah,
he,
yeah.
I thought
good.
he was very good as James Brown. He was very good as Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
And certainly T'Challa, you know. Another movie that he did that a lot of people didn't catch up the first time, but you should watch, it's called Draft Day, with him playing this highly prized draft pick with
mm-hmm.
Kevin Costner. Definitely see that movie, you know. I'm literally in shock. I don't know what to say about his passing. I did not get the chance to see 21 Bridges, and I know he's in the current movie, Five for the Blood, is what it's called. But I'm, you know, and not for nothing, because people are going on Twitter and they're saying, oh, well, I would like to see him in Black Panther 2. Listen. We all would like to see him in Black Panther 2. But let's focus on that this man just passed away. Let's deal with that part first. Then worry about who's going to replace him in Black Panther 2. How are you going to do Black Panther 2 without him? Let's look at that part. A young man has passed away at 43 years old from cancer. You know, this year has officially now sucks. First Kobe, now Chadwick.
it sucks. It truly sucks.
Yeah, it does. It really sucks. That's why it's very important, you guys, you know, not to go down this to have this conversation on this show, but I think it fits. It is very important for everybody to just take this year has been very, I don't want to say odd, but it's been very interesting. But please pay attention because this is a year that you do not want to take nothing for granted. That means that every second that you got to make the best of every second. When I mean every second, that means everything that you can think of that you've been wanting to do, that you've been needing to say to someone, that you need to get off your chest to be who you really are. This is the time because you never know when your time is up. And it's very important for people to see that because when death comes, it does not just pick certain people. It does not discriminate. When your time is up, your time is up. So you got to make sure that you do everything. When I leave this earth, I want to make sure that I have fulfilled everything in me that I want to do. That's why I feel like I'm always doing something. That's why I feel like I'm all over the place, but I love it because when I leave, I can say that I have accomplished at least most of the things that I want to do. And it's very important also to that to make sure you forgive, to make sure that you don't leave, you know what I'm saying? Don't feel like you should have said some stuff to certain people. Or if somebody passed away, you didn't get a chance to talk to that person. So please, you guys, 2020 has been very interesting. It is not over yet. Please, going forward, just make sure you guys live life to the fullest because this young man was 43 years old, and that is very young to have colon cancer. My grandmother died of colon cancer, and she was a senior citizen, okay? So this is very young. Not to say that people don't get it at a young age, but they do. I read that he was diagnosed 4 years ago, okay? So that's kind of quick. That's quick. My grandmother, when she was diagnosed, for me, like hers, when like her stages was very slow. So I don't remember hers like just like, you know, going quick. But I can tell you that in the last stage, that went quick. The last stage went quick, of course. Like, you know, that like she passed away very quick. So I'm happy that she didn't suffer. But that is something that, like, you know what I'm saying, I can't imagine anyone going through, okay? It is very important that we also get our checkups because a lot of people don't like to go to the doctor. A lot of people don't have health insurance. It's important to have your health insurance so that you can get checkups because your preventive care is very important so that if they see something, in a start, they can help prevent, you know, they can help it from, like, turning into something major, something more dangerous, like, you know, advanced, like whatever, you know. So if you have something, you want to know in the beginning stages if something is wrong with you or something that they find that's going on. You want to know early on versus later. So it's very important that we go and do our checkups, you guys, you know, because young people today, Ralph, they're dying of the same stuff just as the older people. You know, you have younger people who are getting aneurysms. You have them dying of aneurysms. And I've seen early on dementia. So it's not like back in the days old people died and young people live for a long time. That's not how it is. So we got to make sure that we're very, you know, serious about, like, just getting our checkups and making sure we're staying in touch with our health. I think that's important. Whether you go to the doctor or you do your own, you know, your own care with herbs and whatever else you do from the herbs. But whatever it is, you got to make sure that you know what's going on with you, and I think that's very important. Yep. Wow, this is crazy, guys. This is so crazy. Wow.
Agree. I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know what to say about it. It is just like, Lord, how, why, what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he on the show? No, he's not on that new show with Peele, what's his name? The new show with the HBO show.
No, he's not on that.
Yes,
he's not on Lovecraft.
He's not on that show?
He's not on Lovecraft County, though. He's not on
Lovecraft.
That.
Okay, that's, yeah, okay. Who's the guy on the show? He looks kind of like him, but no, that's not him. Okay, okay.
No, that's not. That's really
it's
not
him. I'm looking at the picture right now. I seen that was what's the guy that he's the director for that? Peele. What's his name?
Kevin. Yeah,
I forget his first name, but I know his last name is Peele. When I went on Twitter, I seen him saying something. He didn't even mention his name. He just said something like, "I can't believe," whatever he said. But how he worded it, I knew somebody passed away, and immediately, while I'm tweeting the number for the show, I go and refresh my screen, and everything's on my timeline. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, he didn't even say his name. I just knew somebody passed away. And I knew that it was somebody that I would, like, you know what I'm saying, recognize. And this is crazy, you guys. I'm very, very saddened by this. Oh.
I am literally stunned. I don't know what to say. You know, certainly rest in peace. And I just posted them onto the rest in peace to the king, because that's who he is. He's a king.
Yes.
Yes. But, you know, my sincere condolences to his family.
Family, yes.
He was with his family.
They said he was with his family and lots of close friends when he passed away. And I think that's the best way to go, that you know you are in the comfort of good, you know, of your loved ones. And that's the best way that you want to go, you know? So he was around family. I did hear that. So, wow, this is just really crazy, guys. Just really crazy. Mm-hmm. This has been a very interesting year. Very interesting year.
Yeah.
From day one.
Extremely.
It's just crazy. Very interesting. Right.
You know, but Chadwick Boseman is not the only person to pass away in our business, the movie business. The legendary talent agent Jim South passed away this afternoon, a month shy of his 81st birthday. He is probably one of the most famous talent agents in the business. He got a lot of notice or a lot of undue press because at one point he represented Tracy Lords when she snuck into the industry at the age of 16 and got busted. You know, he was able to not only beat the charges that were levied against her because she did provide him fake information, false information, but he kept doing his business, even though he was probably under police surveillance a lot right after that happened. But he is directly responsible for bringing into the business people such as Christy Lane, Ginger Lynn, Savannah, Tara Patrick, and many, many other people.
Yes. He gave a lot of people opportunities. I can tell you that I remember if anybody who's been to Jim Soft's, I'm talking about the old office that was in Van Nuys, and you go through his book, he literally, I can say, had everybody. I don't care if some people he discovered himself, and some people he actually discovered, meaning he was their first job, meaning he got them work and he got them on. And I remember looking in his book, and if you needed talent, you definitely stopped through there, because he had everybody's contact. Anybody that you want, Jim Salkin, he can definitely contact them and get you work. And I can truly say that was one I definitely was in that book. And I remember when I first got in the business, I did go by, my manager took us by Jim Salkin, and you take the famous picture and you get your picture and it gets in the book, and when people come by, they can book you. They had castings there many times. I remember I would get phone calls, like, you know, when the answering services back in the day. This is like 98, 99. But he would leave a message on the answering service and tell me to call him back because he got some work for me. And or somebody from the office would call. And I just tell you, like, I just want to say for me personally that I appreciate everything that he did, because what my experience was, I've never experienced any, like, discrimination when it came to work. If somebody came through and they needed somebody, guess what? He gave everybody an opportunity. That's just my opinion. And, like, I really appreciate it. So rest in peace to Jim South, because I did get my start. He got me lots of work. I got lots of work through that agency. So it's definitely, like, he's going to be missed because he is somebody in the industry that is considered a legend. I think so. He's a legend without being a porn star.
That's very, very true. Unfortunately, yes. And I don't know why, I never had the pleasure of meeting Jim South. I guess I have never been anywhere where he actually was, since I don't live in California. But I'm really sad because, even myself, as someone that is in the business but not a performer, I've heard this man's name many, many, many a times. To my knowledge, and I could be mistaken, but to my knowledge, the only two agents that most people will say is either Jim South or Spiegler. Those are the only two names I've ever really truly hear all the time, those two guys. I've met Spiegler.
Long time, but not as long as Jim South. Spiegler kind of came around, like, after the fact, but Jim South was what I liked about the agencies back in the day. Everybody, like, no matter who you were, every girl that was in the industry from 98 to maybe to, like, well, no, the early 2000s, you, for me, this is my era. Before that, it was even more people, okay? But in my era, everybody stopped by Jim South's office, no matter who you're with, okay? Whether you're coming in with an agent, manager, boyfriend, whatever you're doing, a girlfriend, you're going to stop by Jim South's office because that was just one of the places you're going to definitely want to go by so that you can make sure that you're on the list to get some work, okay? That people know your face. So, and you did not have to sign anything exclusive. Okay, nothing was like, you know, you work for me and that's it. Like, you know, you, if he called you and he had some work for you, then guess what? That's what it was, you know. And I just think that I miss that because it seemed like the agents today, all but some, it seems like it's different. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different thing. You don't, it's not the same thing what we used to see back in the day. But I love Spiegler as well, because
what
I have gotten, don't take on a lot of girls. So I do like that about Spiegler.
What I have heard is that a lot of the personalization in the business between agent and client has gone. That now it's really all about a dollar, to live out all the money.
Yeah.
And myself, I'm not an agent. I do manage girls in the business. Well, at least I did. I did manage girls. And I try to give myself available to them for anything at any given time, because I feel you have to build that relationship with that talent. It can't simply be about a dollar, you know?
Right. You know? Yeah. You do. You do. I mean, if you don't have a relationship with a client that you're representing, that you got to go out and talk about, and you know what I'm saying? I think that you should know them, right? You should know their character, because this is the person that you're representing. But I don't think that you should be personal. I think some people cross the line when it comes to business and then the pleasure, because you are working with adult film stars. And I think some people push it too far, and then you mix your business with pleasure, then you mess your money up in your business. So I just kind of don't like that part. I think that some people should, like, keep it professional, and I think that you'll be more successful with doing that.
True. I made my mistake.
If you lay where you're making money, then you're gonna like you gonna that's gonna that's a mess. Because you cannot lay your head where you're making money. Like unless that's your wife. If that's your husband and you're a wife team, then that's different. But if you're a manager and you want your artist or whoever to respect you, you cannot sleep with them. You get what I'm saying? Because then feelings, issues, you can, it's going to be out of, I've seen it, been there, done that. And I kind of think that it never works like that. Like, you know, you'll always have that person to leave. That person will always seek somebody else because they'll always want somebody that's going to be serious or, you get what I'm saying, just business. So that's just been my experience, especially as a ex-porn star. Being an ex-porn star, like, I've been there, done that. And I've seen people where they just, like, you know what I'm saying? They tried to do the manager thing, and they try to hook up, and it don't work, you know? Or somebody who's sleeping with everybody, and then they all fall out, and they end up going to somebody else, being successful with somebody else, you know? And you could have had that person and came up with that person, but you know, you decided to mix the business with the pleasure. So, guys, keep your pants up. You know, if you're a manager, if you're an agent, be business. And I think that's why I respect, what's his name, Spiegler. I do like Spiegler. And I'm not going to say that, like, you know, you don't have, like, I'm not saying he's perfect. But what I do hear about him is he's very picky. You just can't get with him. And I love that. You get what I'm saying? And he doesn't make himself accessible to everybody, and I think that's very good because, you know, I don't know. I just heard good things about him. I always have. So.
Well, I kind of learned this the hard way for future. If I ever decide to deal with any more talents, I'm not going to be – I'm going to start limiting my contact with him because – The other thing is that what I see is that when you are too personable with people, I'm not even talking about sex. Like, take sex off the table. When you just be personable, like when you speak, when you show them, not everybody, but sometimes you show them that you're more than me, than just a client, that you're really my friend, and I'm concerned about your well-being and everything else. When you put yourself out there, they seem to want to throw that back in your face and take advantage of the situation, you know. And then they want to sit back and feel like you're the person that should be doing everything and they should do nothing. And that's the part that I got the biggest problem with. But that's a whole nother topic of discussion.
Yeah, that's another topic. We just came across it.
That's another topic. Well, before we go into our main story for the day, one more note that came up. I went on the section, like, are people out there truly losing their mind? It came to my attention that former porn female performer Aubrey Gold, who is 23 years old, right, retired from the porn industry, right? She has done the last film that she scheduled, that she did was her most recent credit was a scene called 18 and Horny in 2018. But she was arrested in the murder of Raul Ambriz Gullion, 51 years old, who's been missing since July 4th. She has been arrested and being charged with murder. This has got to be more of, are people slowly losing their mind? Why is a 23-year-old girl, right, being anything, she charged with, it says here she's charged with, I keep losing it. Not only is she under arrest for this murder, right, she's awaiting a felony drug possession trial that was supposed to start scheduled in this upcoming November, right? This is just crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Now right now she's currently in Alabama. She's being extradited to Florida, right? So if I'm not mistaken, she's being charged with well known to her accomplishes, Odell Peters, and William Shane Parker. They're being charged as accessories to murder and with the abuse of a corpse. Right. So I believe that Aubrey Gold is being charged with murder, felony murder one. To my recollection, I believe that charge carries life. And not for nothing, I think in Florida that also carries the death penalty. 23 years old, looking at life, possibly death. What's wrong with people today?
Wow.
What is wrong with people today? You know, I truly don't understand it. I truly can't even comprehend it. Now, as I said at the top of the show, we're going to do a short show tonight because things are going on. Oh, certainly prayers to everybody that's being affected by the hurricane. And now it's a tropical storm down in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
I saw pictures and videos today. Once again, 2020 officially sucks. Now, you know, hurricane.
You think it sucks, Ralph?
I think 2020 sucks monkey balls.
Why do you think? Tell me, because of all this stuff that's happening, is that why?
Oh, come on. I said this to a friend of mine a few weeks, and she said something.
Yeah.
I said, everything went left after Kobe Bryant passed. Everything seemed to go left once he passed away. This entire year so far, there's just been more bad stuff on top of bad stuff on top of bad stuff. Now, hurricanes happen over time, but even up here in the north, we just got hit with a hurricane by the time it got to the tropical depression about 3 weeks ago. And what happened when it hit where I live at? Now I live on the west northwestern part of New Jersey by Pennsylvania, but my apartment got flooded out. That's how much rain came down, right? But it's only August. We still got 3 months ago. How are we going to forget about the shooting that took place the other day in Kenosha where the cops let this kid walk through there with his gun. He came through there with an AR he had an AR-15 and a first aid kit. But the cops let him through. Let him through, like, no problem. No problem. This is what I'm talking about. What the hell is going on in the world today? Now that guy, he's facing, and this is just shit that happened within this week. Okay, Jim South dies. Chadwick Boseman dies. You have a hurricane that hit that destroys part of Louisiana. You have this dumb kid who does a shooting. You have the other cops that shoot Blake in the back in front of his kids in the car. Like goddamn. What else can happen? And once again, it's only August. It's only August. I don't know. That's just me. I just think it's a fucked up 2020 is a fucked up year.
If we focus on the bad, yeah, it has been a lot of bad stuff happening. But at the same time, if you think about the other side of it, it's also been a year for everybody to kind of just sit down and just be quiet with themselves. Like, and I'm talking about the whole lockdown situation. This was the time for everybody to just really just be calm and quiet in their minds. Because I feel like it was something that was bound to happen. We go through life every day, and we're in a hurry. Everybody's in a hurry. Nobody has time for family. Nobody has time for anything, okay? Everything is rush, rush, rush. And it was the time for everybody just to, like, really sit down. And what did you sit down with? You sat down with what? Family. You got locked in a house with what? Your family. Some people don't even see their family at all, and they live together. So, you know, I can't look at everything negative. I'm looking at it all, do believe in you know, there has to be balance, okay? So it's, I don't, you know, you're going to get some bad and you're going to get some good. And the good out of it was that people got time to spend with their families that they're never, they probably would have never got, okay? I mean, never got. Like, it's so many people work all day, come home and they go to sleep, do it all over again. So this was the time to just be quiet and also the time to figure out what it is that you want to do. Just think about it. A lot of people got taken from their jobs, like they got, like, you know, laid off. But a lot of these people that got laid off didn't even like their jobs anyway. So think about it. This was a perfect time to make an excuse to say, you know what, I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to – look how many entrepreneurs that came, like, out of all this negative, a lot of positive happened. So we have to think positive with it. So you're going to have some bad stuff happen. I don't like to say bad. But it's going to be some things happen that we don't like because there's good things happening that we love. You get what I'm saying? So that's the way I see it. You know, it's a lot of positive things that did happen. Because when I'm looking outside, and you, I see a lot of new black-owned business. It's so great. Like, it's like crazy. But, like, I saw one the other day that this has never been there. And all of a sudden, it's this eyelash. They do, like, eyelashes, threading. They do all kind of stuff, like anything with the eyes. Like, they just do everything. And they're a new business. And they just, like, you know, this all happened. Just, you know, but I'm pretty sure this would have never happened for them, you know, because I know a lot of people who, like, ended up, you know, being off and saying, you know what, this is the time I'm just going to start a business. So whenever you have people making their plans and planning out, like, okay, I'm going to just, you know, take a chance because I've been wanting to take a chance. But now this was, like, the time to say, okay, I don't have nothing to lose because I lost my job, so I might as well, you know. So that's just my thoughts on it, Ralph. So I know it's been crazy, and it ain't over. But we got to look at it two sides, you guys.
No, I agree. Well, we shall see. Hopefully we can, you know, have
it's
some
only
improvement. August. You know, the,
it's
only August.
It's only August.
Football. And you know something? I was watching, because the NBA took Wednesday for the last 2 days off because of what happened in what's that, Kenosha, right? But football starts in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm not even interested.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part. I used to play football. I'm a huge football fan, and I'm not even interested that the NFL is starting because so much other shit is going on.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
What's going on, Ralph? More important stuff
way
is going
far
on.
More important stuff.
Right. I mean, and you got people who are like true, like y'all, like, you know, you guys are really into your sport. People are really not that sad because I thought that a lot of guys were just going like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? But a lot of people is really just like, okay, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. Because you got people out here who are dying. You have over 200,000 people who have I don't even want to put that number because it's probably more. But I can just talk for Georgia. Georgia has had so many people who have tested positive for COVID. We had so many people in different counties who have died and lost their lives. And in America, period, okay, hundreds of thousands of people. So it's very important. Like, I don't look at, like, concerts, stuff like that. Like, none of that's important right now. Like, the most important thing is your family and that everybody's health is in good condition. That's it. You get what I'm saying? And that you have a roof over your head and that you could provide for your family. That's the most important thing right now. Nothing else. You know, everything else is a luxury, okay? And I think we're seeing that, like, you know. Like, it's not the same world and that, you know, we're used to, but because we're so spoiled, you know. But, woo! And then we got to worry about winter because they said, okay, well, the virus survives in the cold, right? versus the heat, but they said it dies in the heat, but we didn't really see that. So I'm like, wait a minute. It didn't really die in the heat. What is going to happen in the cold?
What is going to happen?
Oh, gosh. Woo!
You know? Before we get to our main story that just came up within the last few days, definitely anybody wants to talk, phone number 646-595-4038. Press the number 1 if you'd like to speak. And don't forget our chat room is also open. If for some reason you don't want to talk but you want to comment, you can come into our chat room to comment.
Come on in.
Come on in. Let's talk. But our main story for tonight is actually it's a rehash of what India and myself brought up on our show about a month ago, OnlyFans.
No, actually, more than that. 2 months ago.
No, about a month. Okay, 2 months ago.
I thought it was about a month.
But we told you all of you, that this was going to happen. We told you.
Yep.
Nobody wanted to listen to us. We said this is the thing that could happen. So for those that don't know what OnlyFans, and OnlyFans is a website that is called OnlyFans because you are interacting with your fans. Although it was not designed exclusively for people in the adult movie business, it's the people in the adult movie business that really took it to matter and made it what it is now. Yes, you had chefs and you had personal trainers doing the same thing, but the porn people really made it what it is. And I said that after Beyonce mentioned it in that Savage remix, it was going to change. That's what I said. Then the next day, a girl, what was that girl's name? I told
Cardi
you that girl did this show. No. Before Cardi B.
Oh.
No. Before. We talked about this July 17th. So about 5 weeks ago, July 17th. The next day when this girl, Ruby Rose, got her OnlyFans, and within a day, she was in the top 1.3% of total money makers. I told you it was going to happen. Nobody cared. So now it comes out the other day that actress Bella Thorne created OnlyFans, and in one day, she made $1 million. $1 million, right? Now, from what I've been reading, is that she was charging people, okay, I believe it said $100 to look at her OnlyFans.
$200
to look at her OnlyFans. Okay. Now, for those that don't know what goes on with OnlyFans, for at least adult movie people, it does have nudity and possible sexual acts going on it, because it's specifically for your fans, and you paid a certain amount of money to look at exclusive stuff that you will not find in the net. That's what it's for. So you have this actress, Bella Thorne, who is a Hollywood actress, not porn, not a webcam model. She creates the OnlyFans and gives the perception that she was going to be nude on it, but she's not. Right. So now people felt like that she, not only were they scammed, they want their money back. So now OnlyFans has to refund $600,000 of that $1 million that she made. And they don't have it. They don't have it. Right. So the trickle down effect is this, is that for other people on OnlyFans, just like other adult content creators, right, they're not going to be able to get their payouts because they have to take care of this Bella Thorne situation first. So they're going to get held up, right? So the other sex workers, and not only women or men in the adult movie business, this also goes for strippers, webcam girls, if you want to say the Instagram models that want to be famous, all of them will not get anything until this Bella Rose situation gets taken care of. Because OnlyFans doesn't have the $600,000 right now to pay that back to people. because these are called chargebacks. That's what's going. That's what's happening. And now, also, what happened is that now, OnlyFans changed it, where the max. It says here that the max that they can charge, right, is 50 for the pay per views, right? Instead of the 200 shoe charges, the max could now charge 50, and tipping has been limited to $100. Those are the new ones because of this woman who, once again, is not an adult content creator. Forget porn star. She is not an adult content creator, despite the fact that she did film an adult scene that was exclusively
and
to Pornhub.
And you know what? It doesn't even matter if she wasn't an adult content creator because it was open for everybody. I just kind of think that she came in without the correct knowledge of knowing what the directions are, you know what I'm saying, knowing exactly what the etiquettes of OnlyFans, meaning being considerate of those other people who have been there for a long time, right? So she basically comes in and basically changes everything. And everything that she did, it only benefited her. It didn't benefit OnlyFans. It benefited OnlyFans because OnlyFans got lots of promotion from this, okay? They got lots of press, okay? So, yeah. But it did not benefit nobody else. Anybody else that was out there, site who have been making money on the site since day one. And I kind of think that she didn't do her research. She said she's doing this for research, and she wants to see this and that for a movie. But if you're doing your research, then you should have did your research. How are you doing research? You just fucked up everything. So put that in the research, because you really just messed up a lot of people's money. It's already still a pandemic right now. So you're talking about these girls that came to OnlyFans who maybe were strippers and they cannot go to work. So they came to OnlyFans, or this is their bread and butter. So, and then the porn stars who can't work, this is their bread and butter. You just messed that up. But here goes somebody who already had lots of money, okay? So she goes on about her life, and it does not bother her. But this is what bugs me, is that any time a porn person, no matter who you are, makes something popular, the other industry comes in and swoops in, and they take that over. And then they make it into their own, and then they dip out, and then they're gone. They make the money, and they're gone. But that's not fair. Everybody wants to eat off of us, but nobody wants to wear the title. And I don't think that's fair. I don't have a problem with celebrities coming to the porn industry making money with us, okay? That's like the same stuff happened with Snoop, with Too Short, with 50 Cent, with all these people, Little John, when they came over and they made movies with us. That was great. You get what I'm saying? I feel like that was great. Those are great opportunities to cross-promote, right? But when you're talking about somebody like Bella Thorne, who did not come and sit down and have meetings, and who did not, like, acknowledge the other girls that were on there, who did not care, and they made their money and fucked shit up and just left. I got an issue with that. You know, and then you be the main person who degrades and downplays a porn star. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
This is what they do every day. How dare you come into our world and fuck shit up? How dare you? That's not fair. Stay your ass over there. So because it was a pandemic and money starts slowing down, that's why I told y'all. Look, just pay attention when I tell y'all this. I said it already. When everything stops, when you have money, I'm talking about lots of money. I don't care how much money you got. If it's not coming in every day, it's stopping. That means that the money that they got to still be, all these months we've been locked down, they got to still pay for shit. $4,000 for this, $20 million for this, $16,000 for this car, this and that. You got to pay for the school, for the kids. All this money is still going out. So y'all got to understand that when you're making a whole lot of money, you got to still be making money because money is steady going out. So when they shit slow down, and ain't no money coming in, you get what I'm saying? So I feel like people like jumping over here on our side, and I don't mind it, but don't come over here and fuck shit up, and then just go back to your side and you like, you know what I'm saying? That's not cool. Honestly, I think she should give it all back. If it was me, I would give it all back just to say, okay, I'm sorry, you guys. Like, I didn't play by the rules. Let's do this again. Like, I would give some of the money back. I don't think that they should have to pay the charge back. Make her ass give it back. You already had money. It's your fault that all this happened. Learn the etiquette of what's going on. Don't just jump on mini vids or any of these sites and you don't know what the fuck is going on. You should know the etiquette. You should know what's going on. Don't just be sitting there charging $200 and then telling people it's going to be nude, and then when all of a sudden they open it, it's like your same pictures from Instagram. Like, that's false advertisement right there. Like, come on.
Well, this is what I'm gonna say about this. Okay? And once again, I am not a sex worker, but I am friends and associates. Not only do I represent sex workers, I'm friends with a lot of sex workers. And I'm going to say this, and this is not the opinion of Blog Talk or any of this opinion of mine. Fuck Bella. I don't want to hear that crap, oh, I didn't do my research. I didn't know the protocol. Look, it would be a different story if OnlyFans is created on a Thursday and you joined it on Friday. I might understand that, or I didn't know. But OnlyFans has been in existence at least minimum that I'm aware of, 2 years. 2 years. Right now, and because you did film, you shot a scene with Bella Danger, and I forget the guy's name that you did it with. You shot a scene. I'm quite sure you had to pick their brains about the adult movie business. Not only the two co-stars in the movie, but also Pornhub. So don't hand me this crap talking about what I didn't understand. I didn't know the protocols. Listen, if I go out there to go play baseball, I know that I can't hit a ball with my fist. I have to get a bat. If I play football, I know I can't catch air. I'm catching the ball. Don't hand me this. Well, I didn't know. And then things that you lie, I'm going to read this statement here from the person who she said she was making the film with, this guy, Sean Baker. And he posted this today at 7:36 p.m., and this is his direct quote. He says, I would like to make it clear that the news of me making a film, documentary, or fiction narrative about OnlyFans and using Bella Thorne as research is false. I am not attached to this project. I'm actually in development on two features that I've put years of research and love into, and neither of these films have anything to do with Ms. Thorne or OnlyFans. Earlier this month, I had a conversation with Ms. Thorne and discussed a possible collaboration in the far future that would focus on her life and the circumstances leading to her joining OnlyFans. We know the circumstances leading to OnlyFans. You need the money because you're not acting. On that call, I advised her team to consult with sex workers and address the way she went about this as to not hurt the sex worker industry. This has been the extent of my involvement. I am an ally and have literally devoted my career to tell stories and remove stigmas and normalize lifestyles that are under attack. I would never do anything that could possibly hurt the community, so please know that this news is not correct. Thank you. So that was the gentleman, Sean Baker, who she publicly said she was thinking about making a movie.
So basically he said he is not filming a film about what she said is going to be about OnlyFans, right? So he said no.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You lied because you knew that you can make quick money overnight. So you did it just to do it. That's even worse. You lied.
That's even – you lied. You lied.
Yeah, she
you
needs
lied.
To get it back.
That's what I'm saying. So now this is a statement from Sean Baker. Sean Baker. What's the statement that's come from Bella Thorne? Nothing. She has said, I'm sorry. She didn't say, I didn't understand the protocol. I apologize. No, she has gone into virtual silence because of this. She's not trying to give any of this money back. She don't want to give none of the money back, right? I mean, there are people that say that she's only a candlestick throw away from getting, and who knows, that might be her eventual plan to actually get in the porn business, because I'm gonna tell you all, most of you out there that listen to this show right this second, and this show, All Talk No Filter, and Real Talk with the Director, all the shows that's on Dial House Radio, very few of you can name a Bella Thorne movie, with the exception of Blended that was on television the other day. Very few of you can tell me a Bella Thorne movie. She is not the most popping actress. She is not one of the most. She is not one of the hot actresses of her 20s. She's not any of this shit. She is a very attractive woman, but she ain't ringing the bell like she's the next Angelina Jolie or Julia Roberts or Anne Hathaway. She's none of that shit. So I don't want to hear her talking about, "Oh, I didn't understand," because you didn't understand. And the sex worker community, I'm going to say it again, the sex worker community started coming after you. You should have jumped in front and said, "I am sorry. I didn't understand." Hell, you could have made a YouTube video. You could have made an Instagram video, a Snapchat video, an OnlyFans video, something. But you're not saying shit. You're going to radio. Oh, I'm sorry. The only thing that you said was this. "Yeah, and I'm not showing nudity." That's all that you said in the last 2 days. So spare me with that one. "Oh, I didn't understand the procedure." You did this on purpose.
Yeah, she did on purpose.
You know, so
she didn't have to show nudity. The thing is, she didn't even have to show. The thing of just being on the site, even like Cardi B or somebody being on the site, you don't even have to show nudity. It was just the
very
point,
true.
Like, "Oh, that's kind of cool." Like, you know?
Very true. But she gave, from what I understand, she gave everybody the impression that she was.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's the impression that she gave. So you a false advertiser for them. So now, what also what I mean for other people is that it says, so basically she scammed her subscribers and sent out $200 pay-per-views, a message you have to pay to view, claiming it was a fully nude photo set when it was not. So now so many people request refunds that now OnlyFans won't allow us to charge over $50 for a pay-per-view. It says, and this morning, today, we were all told that instead of waiting 7 days for our payouts, we have to wait 30 days. The theory is that OnlyFans can't afford to pay her cut, so now our funds are being tied up. She single-handedly fucked so many sex workers, and she really, truly did. And for what?
Yep.
Because you needed some press? You need to put your face out there? Oh, Hollywood isn't shooting any movies, so I got to do something to get my name back out there to break me out the young crowd? So I'll fuck over our whole community. I'll fuck over the sex workers because nobody really cares about them. Not really. They care about me because I'm a legitimate Hollywood actress. Fuck out of here with that. Don't want to hear that.
Now, I know that Bella, I'm reading this girl's tweet that Bella has retweeted in the last hour. She said that she's known Bella for a while, that she was her landlord, and she said, in that time frame, Bella and her family were very supportive of, let me see this, okay, she doesn't continue her conversation. Oh, of the sex work community, and allowed me to shoot content in their home. Bella is a advocate for sex workers and has personally spoke on how she wants to make it more normalized in society. Unfortunately, that backfired. Now, let me say something. Problem with, like, okay, saying, okay, you know what? Here's an actress that could really put the sex industry on. That's why when I heard she was on there, I said, okay, you know, because like Cardi B, anybody, I feel like it could be a good spotlight or it could be a bad spotlight. But I think that Bella Thorne, for me, she didn't have the right etiquette. You have to come in here, and she should have did research. And because you have somebody that you know from the sex industry, that should have been even more so for you to reach out to that person because this person that I'm talking about that's on her timeline right now that she retweeted, she knows her. She to rent out a place to this girl, and she's saying that Bella let her shoot content because she was sex worker online at their houses, at the, you know, that she rented from her. So to me, you know somebody that's been on OnlyFans. So that should tell you, okay, you had a connection to say, you know what, hey, how does this work? I just want to make sure because I don't want to offend nobody, because you are somebody who wants to be an advocate for us. And I think that would have been great. But I think that it went wrong. She went wrong. She did something wrong, you know. She just did it. And I'm not even going to say she intentionally did it. I just think she didn't do her research. You didn't do your research, you know. You thought that you could just come here and get the bag and just go, but you did it wrong. She did everything wrong, and it was not right. And I think she needs to return that money. That's just my opinion. Because what did she do to work for the money? She didn't take no nude pictures. You didn't do nothing to work for the money.
And frankly, this girl, this hedonistic lover, I mean,
yeah,
once again,
heard of her.
Right? Who the fuck are you? I never heard of you before.
Right? I never heard of her. And then, yeah, because she was like, "Well, I can vouch everybody for her." No, You then you the problem too, because her, that means your ass should have been telling her, "Look, girl, this is how it works. Look, I'm gonna take you on the tour. Let me show you how everything." Then you part of the problem too, why everybody got to wait for this and wait for that. So you really don't want to hear nothing from you. You're not a spokesperson for the adult film industry anyway, whoever she is.
Right.
Okay? You don't speak for us.
Exactly. And I'm saying the same shit. Who the fuck are you? I'm sitting here now. I'm looking at her timeline. I'm just looking at the media part. Okay. You say Bella Thorne is your friend. Okay. Somewhere in here, I'm expecting to see a picture of you and Bella Thorne together. Somewhere down here on your list, I'm expecting to see you in a picture of Bella Thorne together. I see you with a picture of DMX. I see that. But I want to see a picture of you and Bella Thorne together, because if you can't do that one, then I frankly, I want to say, well, I know her for years. You know her for years? Hey, listen. I know Vinny Frenoni by nature a whole lot of years, right? There's all kinds of pictures of the two of us together on my timeline, on my Instagram, right? So let's go with that one part right there. You see, saying, well, I shot this in Bella Thorne's bathroom. So what? I shot this shower scene in Bella Thorne, me taking a shower in Bella Thorne's bathroom. So what? How can you prove that that's really Bella Thorne's bathroom unless we all go to Bella Thorne's bathroom? And India, you're absolutely right. If that's the case, that this girl is so close, that you're close with this girl, and you claim that you're a content creator, sex worker, then you should have told her, wait a minute, you're going back to honey the wrong way. But you didn't.
Yep.
That's like I said, I don't want to hear that bullshit. Don't come handing me that crap. Because now I just went down all your media. I don't see no pictures of you in here with Bella Thorne.
And it don't even matter. Whether that don't matter. Like, I don't think that she retweeted her, so she obviously do. But I just feel like you don't speak for us because you're basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know her, that means you're going to be like, well, don't be so hard on her, you guys. No. She should have been following protocol. And because you are slowing people's pay, you should be maybe like stepping up and saying, you know what, you guys, I'm going to do this. I want to make sure that I make this up to you guys. You need to make a statement or something. You know what I'm saying? You need to really step it up. You owe it to the adult film industry, to the sex workers, period. Okay? Because I don't care what nobody say. You guys can say the online sex workers, that's what they call themselves now. Online sex workers made it popular. Porn stars made OnlyFans popular. Let's make that very clear. Just like most of the other campsites, and I'm not going to say that the cam girls are not making the problems, but now they are. But when the porn stars came on there, they made people go there, and which made the cam girls that weren't porn stars popular, because it brought in people. Let's be very clear on that, okay? And I ain't taking it back. I'm going to make that very clear to y'all, okay? I said what I said. That's what happened. So the porn stars made OnlyFans. So I think that she owes us an apology, because I think that's not right. You owe the people who are working their ass off right now during this pandemic, you owe them apology. And to try to figure out how you can, like, pay everybody back for lost wages or something. I don't know. She going to have to do something.
Exactly. But she's not thinking about any of that kind of stuff.
She's not. But we'll see. Let's be fair. Let's see. Because maybe she's like, well, if I say this, I'm going to be wrong. If I say that, I'm going to be wrong. Maybe she's just trying to figure out, you know, the publicist is like, look, don't say nothing yet. I'm going to get it together. She might want to say something, but sometimes the publicist will stop you because they don't want it to be the wrong time and the wrong words. So, okay, I understand that part. That's how the industry works. So let's just give her a couple days. Let's see what happens. But I'm going to tell y'all one thing. A week go by, then that's not good, honey. You better get it together. You're going to have to make a statement sometime. Because that's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. It's crazy and it's dumb. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not giving Bella Thorne some kind of, oh, I didn't understand pass. It's not going to happen for me. I just responded to that girl. This hedonist lover, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, and I said, hold up, that's bullshit. Even if Bella didn't understand how OnlyFans works, but you're on OnlyFans, then she had a resource that she could have talked to get some information, and she didn't do it, and you didn't give her none. So I don't want to hear that bullshit. This is bull.
Yep. But just like we said 5 weeks ago when we predicted all this stuff happening, you guys have to make sure that y'all fight for what y'all create, what y'all help create. Y'all got to make sure that y'all, like, you know what I'm saying, even though you don't own it, you have added to it. You know, OnlyFans, like I said, is very popular because of you guys. So you got to make your voices be heard. And I see a lot of sex workers, and I'm very happy because I think that you need to make the attention, like make sure that that people are hearing your voices, because it's so many times your voices are not heard, and that's a problem. So many times, so many things like this happen, and our voices just, you know, like they're muffled and they're just buried. Nobody hears us. But this time, people are going to hear us, okay? That means that you stay on their ass. You stay on her ass, because you can't, if you let certain, you keep letting people come into your industry and rip away shit from you, like, they're going to always do it. They're going to always do that. So you got to make sure that you speak up and let your voices be heard. There's a lot of protesting going on, honey. We're doing Black Lives Matter, and we're doing all kinds of stuff, and pro adult film industry. We're doing all kinds of stuff. I feel like it's very important to make your voices be heard, you guys. If it's something that you believe in and that feels right with you, go with it. Stand up. Make your, and when I mean stand up, you don't have to leave your house. That means making a comment. Send her a damn tweet. Make your voices be heard. Let them know that what you did, is not acceptable. And we're not going to take just like, oh, well, I'm sorry. No, No, ma'am. So.
Exactly. Now, I'm sitting here now, and I'm looking at the TMZ. Once again, she hasn't said anything to TMZ. She hasn't said anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, maybe her publicist or her agent or her manager saying,
yeah,
don't say nothing.
Probably.
But frankly, you're doing nothing but making it worse. You're making it worse. right? I don't, like I said, me, and like I said, what I said is not a reflection of Dollhouse Radio. It's not a reflection of India. This is strictly me, Ralph Terry, and I'm sorry, but she's full of shit. Full of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, as I said, Bella Thorne ain't knocking down the walls of Hollywood like that. She's not.
Well, maybe that's why she had to go on. I don't know, anyways, but I don't know.
That is exactly why she. That's exactly why she did.
Okay.
Yeah. She's. It says here in the archive. I said she's most known for playing someone named CeCe Jones on a Disney Channel series "Shake It Up," which ran from 2010 to 2013. She was in Alvin and the Chipmunks, Amityville: The Awakening, and some movie called Infamous. No. I think the biggest movie that she was in is probably that movie Blended with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, where you see it, you think that she's a guy until she gets the makeover. You see that she's really this hot chick, and I'm not gonna lie, she is an attractive woman. But God, no, honey, this right here doesn't matter if you're attractive or you're super ugly. You're super wrong. That's what you are. You're super wrong, and you fucked over a whole lot of people that really could use the money.
Yeah, and it could have just been a fun thing.
Research?
It could have been fun. She could have just been like, hey, I'm not doing news, you guys, but I'm going to do a lot of exclusive content just for you guys. And some stuff will be very sexy, but just come on. You get what I'm saying? You don't have to lie to people. OnlyFans is a variety, and that's the good thing about OnlyFans. It's a variety of stuff. It's not all hardcore. It's not all this and that. It's some foot stuff. It's some regular shit, just some private, like, time at home that nobody else is going to see. The whole purpose of OnlyFans is where you can't see the content everywhere else, right? And
right.
You're getting something. Why would I pay for something that's on fucking Instagram? Like, what are you doing? Really? Nobody wants to see that.
And not for nothing. I'm just going to say this, too. If you were really talking about that, you were doing research, right, then what you could have did is that you could have started a free OnlyFans to at least get an idea of how it works, to see if there was even interest. Because I'm sorry, I don't know of any movie that you could possibly do where you need to get research on how OnlyFans work that would make it pivotal to the plot of a movie. I really, truly don't.
Mhm. Yep.
So, like I said, me, I'm not trying to hear that. No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't understand.
Wow, this is crazy.
Not me.
That's a lot of crazy stuff, you guys. We'll see. We'll be talking about it next week. And if she hasn't made a statement, I'm pretty sure it will be a statement because you have to. I can't imagine a whole week with silence. So I'm hoping that she get it together and they make a statement. But I'm telling you, like, that this is some PR stuff because, you know, like, you might want to make a statement, but your PR team might be telling you, okay, no, don't do it, because they want to make sure that, you know, it's right. Because if she could say the wrong thing and it'd be all over the – it'd be, you know, a whole different thing, something else. So – you know, but
that's
I mean, at this point, it don't even matter. Just say, I'm here. Don't go silent, you know. Just retweet
exactly.
The shit.
Exactly, because if you were, like I said, if you were really that sorry, if you really, 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 really was that sorry, right, even if you didn't make a long statement, you should have did what you did. You should have went on Twitter and told to all the sex workers that are affected by my Ask OnlyFans, I truly apologize. It wasn't intentional. It was an accident. Whatever you wanted to describe it, but you could have did that one. Because at least that would have said, damn, at least she realized how she possibly fucked me up. But you didn't even do that one. You just basically said, fuck him. And that's the impression that it gives. You basically saying, fuck him. So... I'm sorry, not me. Before we end the show, let's take a call. I see Joseph online. I know he wants to say something. Anybody else that'd like to talk? The number, once again, is 646-595-4038. And when you call them, press the number 1 so that I know that you want to talk. whether you want to talk about anything that happened in the week, this week, or anything, just give us a call. Let's put Joseph on the line, and then we're going to end the show. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Ralph. Welcome back, India. Hope you're all
right.
I missed you last Friday. You probably weren't, in case Ralph didn't tell you about last week, I asked him this question that I'm going to ask you concerning the show that they are doing on ABC called What Would You Do? In one of their return shows concerns. I don't know if this happened when you were in the porn industry or not. But this actor portrays a man wearing a jacket with, unfortunately, the Confederate flag symbol on his back, which they are asking, what would you do if you ended up seeing someone wearing something like that? Now, me personally, I'm kind of tired of the Confederate flag and the Confederate soldier statues. I think they should just be removed and put somewhere where they won't end up causing any more problems. But I wanted to get your thoughts on it, especially since one of the porn sites they had was cumbang.com that features a bunch of guys wearing the shirts with the Confederate flag symbol. Now, what they do is their business, but personally, I think that's just going to lead to trouble. But I wanted to get your thoughts.
Ralph, Doug?
Well, I think this question is better for you because you are in the South than what I am. So there may be people, like I brought the example, like the Dukes of Hazzard, the car is a General Lee, but it has the Confederate flag on the top of the car. Now, I mean, I don't know if there are people down there in Georgia or Alabama or Mississippi that still endorse or use the Confederate flag, but I honestly don't know how I would react to someone that they had a jacket or something with the Confederate flag on it. I don't know. I think it would really depend on who the person was and if I know them and what lies in their heart. Because some people nowadays don't look at the Confederate flag as nothing more than, I mean, hell, it's on the General Lee. You have women that may have a bikini that may have a Confederate flag on it. Hell, if I'm not mistaken, some rock bands have used that on their album covers. So I honestly can't answer that kind of question, even though we live in this super sensitive
age. Well, I know that
now.
You can't answer that, Ralph. I know that. I just thought I'd bring it up again since India wasn't present last Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you see it, but I think that it's not, I mean, I don't see a lot of it, but if you go to some of the Georgia, like, small towns, you see more of it. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I feel like, you know, when it comes to the Confederate flag, I don't understand the Confederate flag. I don't even think some of those people understand why they're supporting the Confederate flag, because the flag for the United States is red, white, and blue, correct? So why do you have another flag that's inside of the country that you're claiming that you want to make great again? I don't understand that, because it's like you're creating your own country within a country. So if you're proud of this flag that has nothing to do with your you know what I'm saying, other than the war, you know what I'm saying, that you guys were fighting to keep slavery in? I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. I'm confused. But anyway,
I
don't get it. I just think it's kind of stupid. That's just my opinion. But because we live in the United States, just like I have the right to fly my flag, you have the right to whatever damn flag you want to. And as long as that damn flag don't end up in my yard, don't end up in my view where it's like in my space, then I can't tell you what to put on your car. You get what I'm saying? I might not like it, but just like if I have Black Lives Matter somewhere on my property, that's my right, correct? You guys, that's my right. So
yes.
Their right to advertise what they want. I don't agree with it. Y'all know damn well I don't agree with it. But just like I got the right to do what I need to do, they have the right to support what they want. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, what I have run into, some of those people are racist, okay? But I feel like at the same time, we do live in America, and people can, they have freedom of speech, and they're able to do the same, they have the same rights as me. So I can't, it's like I'm being a hypocrite if I say, well, I can wear a Black Lives Matter shirt, but you can't wear your Confederate flag, which we know that Confederate flag, what it stands for, okay? Black Lives Matter, people didn't try to twist that up. The reason why people say Black Lives Matter is because we feel like we have to say it, because we've been seeing our people killed all the time, where every day, it's almost like every day now, and they're not just being killed by other black people, they're being killed by people that's supposed to protect us, okay? And that's why we're saying Black Lives Matter, because we feel as if it doesn't matter. And the only reason why we said it is no other reason why we're saying that, okay? So we wouldn't even be wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt, not just to wear. We're not just doing this just to do it. Do you get what I'm saying? So I think that everybody has their reason for their shirts, their signs, and I'm just explaining mine. It's nothing racist. It's not that you're trying to separate black people from white people. We're saying that we're tired of people killing our people. That's it, okay? Because it has been going on since before we were even here, okay? So I'm just saying, that's it. But the Confederate flag, I would never understand that. I would never understand it. But guess what? Maybe it's not meant for me to understand. So, you know.
Well,
whatever. It doesn't stand your city with your Confederate flag, then I'm good. You get what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. It only bothers me when the person behind it starts being racist. You get what I'm saying? When they start making comments. Because, I'm lying. I was in a small town, this was like a while ago, but I went through a small town in Georgia, and I did. I stopped somewhere, and I pulled up next to somebody, and he was in a big old truck. That's usually what they in, big old pickup truck. And he had a big Confederate flag on his truck. I mean, he had stickers, and he had the flag. And I remember just being like, okay. And he didn't say nothing to me. I didn't say nothing to him. So that's what I'm saying. If it comes with racism, then that's different. But if you just got a flag and that's what you support, then guess what? I'm minding my business. That's it. I'm not gonna go take it off his car. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna take it off his car. I'm not gonna do that. But I don't like it. I don't understand it. So, but whatever.
Like I said, I'm kind of tired of seeing that flag, especially one being born and living here in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see it a lot in Florida. You see it everywhere.
And finding out, unfortunately, that Florida had to become part of the state, those states that separated.
I think the first time when I came down to, like when I first came to Georgia, and we were going to Miami, was driving, And that was the first time I drove from Georgia to Miami. And when you're going to Florida, anybody who's ever traveled, who ever traveled to, like, from Florida, Orlando, all the way to Miami, if you want to see, like, some racist shit, that was the first time I've ever experienced, like, anything, was when I drove to Miami from Georgia. It was so crazy. Like, it was literally crazy. Like, and I live in Georgia, and I've never experienced it here. It was in Florida on my way to Miami. I mean, it was flags everywhere, and we saw, like, just a lot of people who didn't like our presence there. Like, in different, like, you know, when we were making our pit stops at the gas stations, that was the old, and I mean, each house had flags. Like, a lot of the houses had flags. So I was just like, okay. But those were, like, downtown, you know, Joseph, that we passed through. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
Sorry you had to see those flags.
I mean, no, you know, it is what it is.
I know, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to see those flags, especially
mm-hmm.
for what they represent, nothing more
right.
than treason, racist
yeah.
hatred, and
right.
worst of
right.
all, the Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan. KKK.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least they took
yep.
their sheets off now. At least we know they're police officers. But anyways, thank you so much, Joseph. Thank you so much.
You're
and I
welcome.
Want to say this. All police are not bad. I have law enforcement that's in my family. So when I be saying fuck the police, I really mean that. I really mean that. And I have an aunt that's, like, you know, I can't even say because she's not just the police. But I have family that's in law enforcement, okay? And I say fuck the police all the time because when I say that, I'm talking about the bad police, the police who don't care mm-hmm. about us, the ones who go to their jobs to protect us and don't protect us. Those are the people I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the men and women who put their lives on the line every day and they really do their job. I mean, they really do their job. They're not trying to kill nobody. They hope they don't have to shoot nobody. You get what I'm saying? I'm not talking about
yes.
those people. We can't put everybody in the same bucket. So,
yes,
agreed.
You know, I just want to make that clear because all police are not bad.
No problem. Before I go, I heard you mention somebody passed away, has some rather tragic news, which I'm sure will probably be reported on Real Talk, but just in case
haven't
read, Black Panther actor Chadwick Boseman is dead at 43.
What? That's what we were talking about.
That's
who you were talking about.
That's what we were talking about the whole time.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. We didn't say his name a lot, so that's maybe why. If you notice when we were talking Ralph, we didn't really say his name a lot. So maybe you didn't hear us say it, but that's what we were talking about. But thank you so much, Joseph. Thank you.
You're welcome. You all have a good weekend.
You too. You too. Thank you.
You're right. Welcome.
Okay.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night, Joseph.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. It's been a crazy show. Yeah.
Yes, it has. We're going to end the show. We will be back next Friday night. 11 to 1 a.m. Hot Sugar Tea.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys tune in every Friday night. We're going to see about getting some guests.
Every Friday night.
We did have a guest tonight, Missy Quinn said she hit me up to apologize that she was not feeling very well and she was unable to make the phone call, so we will try to put her on next week, which gives me a better chance to do a little bit of promotion because it was somewhat kind of last minute, but we're looking to put her on next Friday night. And I got some other interesting people lined up for the next couple of weeks. So we're trying to get put on people that you guys want to hear. If there's some people that you would like to have come on our show, please hit us up on our various social
mm-hmm.
media. Monsters Porn Voyeur. You can hit me up if you're not DM me. Send me a message saying Rafa want to DM you.
Yeah.
India's is your favorite I'm your favorite girl?
No.
It took me a minute to figure
that part out. No, it's not. You're saying the wrong name. Don't give them the wrong name. My new Twitter handle is I'm your. It's I'm and your. You are, not your. It's I'm your dream girl. That's my new Twitter handle.
Oh, I'm your dream
girl.
Sorry.
Yeah, I changed it on there because I, like I said, you guys, I took this time to look at myself, assess myself, and make changes about me, okay, about myself and get myself together, honey. And one of those things, I felt like I needed to change my name. I felt like Sexy India, I have outgrown a lot of stuff, right? And because I'm changing and I'm becoming so much more, I feel like I needed an upgrade. So I needed to change my name. Like, I needed to change my name for a long time, and I've been dealing with that. So I changed my name because I feel like we already know I'm sexy, right? I don't have to say that. So, yeah, it's I'm your dream girl. I like that better. So that's my name on Twitter, you guys. So if y'all see me, it's me.
Okay, I had that wrong.
Huh?
I had that wrong. I knew it was. I got the I'm your part right.
Yeah,
the other two parts I got wrong. It took me a minute.
Who the hell is this?
Exactly. It took me a minute to find out who was this.
Yeah.
You know.
My friend was like, I was trying to find you on Twitter the other day, but I couldn't find. I kept putting your name in, and I couldn't find you. And it was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I changed my name. That's why. My bad. I'm sorry. Yeah,
yeah.
But
thanks
yeah,
for the
you guys,
thanks
sorry.
For the notifications.
Didn't let nobody
but,
know. Look, Twitter even says Twitter even has a thing when you change your name. It says, "Do you want to let your friends know that you changed your name?" Like, they'll put a picture up to say, "Hey guys, I changed my name." I said no. I basically said no. I said no. I ain't gonna tell nobody because they'll just find out themselves. So yeah, that's basically what happened, you guys. I love y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Yes, we'll be back next Friday night. I think it's only fitting to end the show with the song from Black Panther. Once again, RIP to Mr. Chadwick Boseman, T'Challa, the King, Wakanda forever. And I agree with what I just saw someone posted on Twitter about that Black Panther is bigger than the movie business is bigger than Chadwick Boseman. It really just shone a huge light on our Black culture that we're more than just pimps, drug dealers, illiterate people. You're absolutely right. It really, truly did. Black Panther is a historical movie in not only film industry, but in Black culture. If there's anyone on this show that's listening that has never seen Black Panther, go get it. Watch it. And then maybe you understand Black people a little bit better out there if you really feel like, I don't understand what it meant. Go watch the movie and then you'll understand what it meant to us as Black people. That's really the first time we saw supreme positivity in a film with a Black director and almost an entirely Black cast and Black people behind the movie that put it together by a big film company such as Disney. Go see Black Panther. Rent it, buy it, on demand it, however you see it, but watch it. And with that, on behalf of myself and India, good night, and we shall see you next Friday. Deuces.
Bye.
Is it anything and everything you don't love? I can't. talk, but you can't bring the truth to me. Fuck you and all your expectations. I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing motherfucker, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. On my mama, that's the real shit.
Yeah, it's just about love.
And I'm Jeanette.
And we're the Shy Twins.
You've just listened to Hot Sugar Tea. Tune in next week.